I referenced going into the news that we'd have to cue up the brass section, because that's where the horns are. As humbly as we can, we're ready to toot our own horn this morning. This has to do with what was going on yesterday. Of course, this time yesterday, Dave, you were exiting because you were headed to Lansing. Big doings going on in Lansing for broadcasting.
Yes, we had the Great Lakes Media Show yesterday and some excellent sessions throughout the day and a keynote address by Laura Logan.
Really?
Which was outstanding. She's just fascinating. Didn't have a note or anything in front of her. Lavalier mic walking around the stage and talked for an hour and 15 minutes or so. And just fascinating about her life experiences. And they showed a video before she started talking of some of the stories she's covered over the years. And myself being a big fan of 60 Minutes and CBS News, I mean, I just one after another, the stories of all the, in the places she's been. She's lucky to be alive.
Wow.
Some of the places she's been with conflict and things. And she talked openly about how she was assaulted in the Mideast. And talked about, you know, some of the great things that she covered, some of the fun stories too, and she's just a fascinating speaker and very, very easy to get to know.
Did she make any reference to her recent attention that she had been getting when she the media source talked about how there's a little leanings to the left of a lot of the news personnel in the country?
Yeah, she did touch on that just briefly in the speech, although she did a private meet and greet with some of us who were on board. I was the co-chair of the radio show, and I had an opportunity for a private meet and greet with her, and she was talking about it in more in-depth than there. And she said, think about it. She said, I've worked in a lot of newsrooms, and all of you have worked in a lot of newsrooms. Just stop and think about the personalities and the people you worked with. How many of them were more to the left than to the right? And most of the people had to agree. A lot of journalists, although most journalists, I, myself included, I try to go right down the middle so no one knows where I'm coming from. She said a lot of them, and I think she overstated this, she stated that they're card-carrying. For example, in our news department, I think there are only two people that I suspect are card-carrying, but the rest of us are not. And I'd prefer that people don't know my political leanings when I report the news so that I can treat both sides fairly. Well, but she did address it, and she did offer some information about research that had been done on the subject, so it wasn't just something off the top of her head.
And I was going to say, I think a lot of that, of course, is something that we have referenced a number of times, too, it seems, in the past months, of how that blurred line between the straight journalists and those who have become more into a talk show hosting
talk show
situation,
hosts
which
and commentators,
opinions
yeah.
are expected.
Right, exactly.
But the blurred lines.
Exactly.
Well, also as part of what was going on yesterday, awards were given out. And as humbly as we can, we would like to acknowledge the fact that WSGW, in a variety of ways, honored with awards.
Yes, we came away with 8 awards in their Broadcast Excellence Awards. In the merit category, we received one for investigative stories. That's for Michael Purch's series on Farm to Sludge. One for use of new media. We got one for Pat Johnston for Morning Sportscast.
Hey.
And a feature story that John Hall did on resonator guitars that are made here in Saginaw. And our sister station, Mix 106.3, received a merit award for a commercial that they did for the Bridgeport Gore Grounds. You'll remember the Haunted Elementary back at Halloween time.
All right, the Gore Grounds. That's wonderful.
And then in the best of category, first place awards, we got one for Breaking News for Priest Charged. An investigative story for Michael's 15-part series on Going to Pot. A commercial for Paint Bowl. That's where it's personification, where the car is talking about getting its dings and things straightened out. And so it was an excellent commercial that took
came
first
alive.
Place.
That's right.
And then Pat got another one, a first place for Pat's perfect pigskin prognostications.
All right.
Crowd got kind of a chuckle when they heard the clip of that being played.
well as they should. Were they chuckling at his presentation or his bad picks?
Right, yeah. Maybe both.
Maybe. And then we also received, on top of all of this, Station of the Year honors from the Michigan Association of Broadcasters. And that's the 6th time that we've won that, so...
Wow.
Only to be outdone years ago when we kept track of them and were running a string of them. We received the Associated Press Station of the Year 25 years in a row, which was, I don't think anyone's ever, ever come close to topping that.
I think that's when we started to run out of room on the walls.
We've gotten down to where we rotate awards now.
Wow, well, congratulations to all those who are winning awards and involved in ensuring that we present the best possible broadcasting that we can in those variety of categories that we were recognized.
And there are some great actions and activities, and a lot of times not negative but positive stories that occur here in the Great Lakes Bay region. And we're out there covering our people out there working long hours and late at night and through the night and all the time working to serve our listeners better. And step up to do that, especially when there's a time and a decline in some of the other media and the quality of their journalism or the amount of journalism that they do. And so we're glad to be able to do that here for our market. And Sunshine Week is coming up. That's when they call attention to how government should be doing things in the open and the importance of journalists continuing to do everything they can to report on behalf of the public what is going on and decisions being made by our local government. So we firmly support that sunshine, and so we're out there working all the time.
What was the judging process this year? Do we know how
they were judged by the Wisconsin Association of Broadcasters?
Okay. Which
it rotates around. Yeah. Locally, Ann and I judged some of the Colorado Association of Broadcaster Awards this year.
We point that out because it's a recognition, you know, of our peers. Mm-hmm. That garners the awards, which is as much as it's nice to be recognized when your peers are suggesting that you are best in what you do. That's there's a little extra specialness in that.
And we appreciate all the kind comments coming in on our station and my personal Facebook page. And also on the station page, I was able to... I took a picture of the slide that was up that showed all 8 of our awards in one fell swoop. So I posted that on our Facebook page.
Oh, wonderful.
So you can see
wonderful.
All of them there.
It's quite a sight. And we want to make sure that we recognize all involved. So as I said, as humbly as we can, we like to toot our own horn. But it does involve you, our loyal family of radio listeners, because if it weren't for you listening in and keeping us to the high standards that we are trying to broadcast, we wouldn't be recognized for these awards. So you are included too.